The union representing postal workers urged its members to reject a final offer from Canada Post as voting wrapped up on Friday. The federal government ordered the forced vote in June, the latest in a dispute that saw unionized employees ordered back to work during last winter's postal strike. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers has stated that it will return to the bargaining table if workers reject the offer, and that further strike action or lockout by the employer could lead to another back-to-work order. The NB Media Co-op asked people in Sackville what they thought about the situation.
It wouldn't affect me a ton because I don't get a ton of things via mail anymore like most people, but I wouldn't be super happy about that because of the workers.
Absolutely.
Strong union supporter, and I think,
perfect.
It would be bad if they got forced back to work.
But most people said they didn't know enough to comment. For more details on the situation, NB Media Co-op volunteer Jaya Condren spoke to Lean Doucette, president of CUPW Local 78.
So my first question for you is, what is the atmosphere around CUPW members around this final offer? How are people feeling?
You have both sides. You have people that are really pissed off that's how the government decided to act and force the vote. And you have people that are anxious that they want it over with. It's been a long time. It's been 2.5 years. We need Canada Post to get at the table and negotiate in good faith, and the government not to interfere. And that's what happens every time somebody interferes. Well, then they don't negotiate properly at the table.
Can you describe why it's so important that CUPW members reject this deal?
So, yes, the union or the national executive, also the regional executives and many locals executive across the country have recommended that the members vote no, both on the urban and the RR contract. And why it's being recommended, it's because, like we always know, that a negotiated committee contract is a better contract than a contract that's being forced. This contract that we're voting for right now is basically written by Canada Post. It takes away many of our stuff that we have in our contract now, many of our benefits that are in there now, but mostly it's they want to gigify the employees at Canada Post. And by what we mean by gigifying is they want to do weekend work, part-time weekend work, and what they call part-time flex. Part-time flex is they're guaranteed 3 hours a day for 5 days a week. So 15 hours a week is what their Canada Post is guaranteeing. But they would be forced to work up to an eight-hour day if Canada Post needs them. So you could have no personal life or no life balance with those. And we're not against part-time weekend. We're not against the weekend work. We're saying they could make work with the full time. Right now, they have the ability to make us work weekends. They've had a project in Montreal and in Toronto that about 6 months ago, they decided to stop. And it was full-time employees that were working weekends and had 2 days off during the week. So we're saying that the workforce at Canada Post needs to be more full-time and less part-time.
So I guess an extension of that question is, what do you see as the biggest risk of transitioning to a gigified structure?
Well, with the gigify structure, people lose benefits. They don't pay as much into the pension. Some of them will not be able to pay in the pension, because in the pension you have to work so many hours a week to be able to pay in the pension. You have to, so your vacation would not accumulate because you have to work so many days in a month before you get credits for your vacation, for your personal day, your sick time, anything like that. So it's really bringing down what people in the past have fought for us and brought to our members on the floor.
Do you feel like Canada Post is acting in good faith?
No, they're not acting in good faith at all. And like we said, when you have an ace in the back, ace of space in the back pocket, that the government's always going to take you out of trouble every time that you don't want to negotiate in good faith. That's why we're asking the government to stop interfering in the negotiation and make sure that Canada Post shows up at the table and negotiates.
Okay, and my last question for you is, if this final offer is rejected, what do you think comes next?
Hopefully they will sit down at the table and they will negotiate. We're presently in strike action. There's a lot of people that were scared that we would be going on strike. The union has said, no, we won't go on strike. We will just keep our strike action of no overtime. So right now, employees are working 8 hours at the most and not working 6 or 7 days. They're working 5 days a week, 8 hours, and not working overtime. And that will be our strike action until a negotiated contract can be achieved.
And do you see the possibility at all of another strike within the year?
We are, so when you really think about it, we're on strike right now. So our strike is no overtime. So we're still doing strike action. Will there be a full-blown strike out on the street? I'm positively 99% sure that there won't be on our side. That doesn't mean that the corporation cannot lock us out, though.
Okay. Well, that's all the questions I have for you today. Thank you so
Thank
much
you. Thank you very much.
for your time.
The union representing postal workers urges members to reject a final offer from Canada Post as voting wrapped up on Friday. The federal government ordered the forced vote in June, the latest in a dispute that saw unionized employees ordered back to work during last winter's postal strike. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers has stated that it will return to the bargaining table if workers reject the offer, and that further strike action or lockout by the employer could lead to another back-to-work order. The NB Media Co-op asked people in Sackville what they thought about the situation.
It wouldn't affect me a ton because I don't get a ton of things via mail anymore like most people, but I wouldn't be super happy about that because of the workers.
Absolutely.
You know, strong union supporter, and I think,
perfect.
It would be bad if they got forced back to work.
But most people said they didn't know enough to comment. For more details on the situation, NB Media Co-op volunteer Jaya Condren spoke to Lean Doucette, president of CUPW Local 78.
So my question for you today, my first question for you, is what is the atmosphere around CUPW members around this final offer? How are people feeling?
You have both sides. You have people that are really pissed off that's how the government decided to act and force the vote. And you have people that are anxious that they want it over with. It's been a long time. It's been 2.5 years. We need Canada Post to get at the table and negotiate in good faith, and the government not to interfere. And that's what happens every time somebody interferes. Well, then they don't negotiate properly at the table.
Can you describe why it's so important that CUPW members reject this deal?
So, yes, the union or the national executive, also the regional executives and many locals executive across the country have recommended that the members vote no, both on the urban and the RR contract. And why it's being recommended, it's because, like we always know, that a negotiated committee contract is a better contract than a contract that's being forced. This contract that we're voting for right now is basically written by Canada Post. It takes away many of our stuff that we have in our contract now, many of our benefits that are in there now, but mostly it's they want to gigify the employees at Canada Post. And by what we mean by gigifying is they want to do weekend work, part-time weekend work, and part-time, what they call part-time flex. Part-time flex is they're guaranteed 3 hours a day for 5 days a week. So 15 hours a week is what their Canada Post is guaranteeing. But they would be forced to work up to an 8 hour day if Canada Post need them. So you could have no personal life or no life balance with those. And we're not against part-time week. We're not against the weekend work. We're saying they could make work with the full time. Right now they have the ability to make us work weekends. They've had a project in Montreal and in Toronto that about 6 months ago they decided to stop. And it was full-time employees that were working weekends and had 2 days off during the week. So we're saying that the workforce at Canada Post needs to be more full-time and less part-time.
So I guess an extension of that question is, what do you see as the biggest risk of transitioning to a gigified structure?
Well, with the gigify structure, the people lose benefits. They don't pay as much into the pension. Some of them will not be able to pay in the pension, because in the pension you have to work so many hours a week to be able to pay in the pension. You have to, so your vacation would not accumulate because you have to work so many days in a month before you get credits for your vacation, for your personal day, your sick time, anything like that. So it's really bringing down what people in the past have fought for us and brought to our members on the floor.
Do you feel like Canada Post is acting in good faith?
No, they're not acting in good faith at all. And like we said, when you have an ace in the back, ace of spades in the back pocket, that the government's always going to take you out of trouble every time that you don't want to negotiate in good faith. That's why we're asking the government to stop interfering in the negotiation and make sure that Canada Post shows up at the table and negotiates.
Okay. And my last question for you is, if this final offer is rejected, what do you think comes next?
Hopefully they will sit down at the table and they will negotiate. We're presently in strike action. There's a lot of people that were scared that we would be going on strike. The union has said, no, we won't go on strike. We will just keep our strike action of no overtime. So right now, employees are working 8 hours at the most and not working 6 or 7 days. They're working 5 days a week, 8 hours, and not working overtime. And that will be our strike action until a negotiated contract can be achieved.
And do you see the possibility at all of another strike within the year?
We are, so when you really think about it, we're on strike right now. So our strike is no overtime. So we're still doing strike action. Will there be a full-blown strike out on the street? I'm positively 99% sure that there won't be on our side. That doesn't mean that the corporation cannot lock us out, though.
Okay. Well, that's all the questions I have for you today. Thank you so
Thank
much
you. Thank you very much.
for your time.